I think, could you tell us something about their growing up, how you worked, operated as a family? Synagogue did you belong to?
Well, my wife belonged to the Rosh Hashanah. Not like those short services. Long went to pass my attention span.
Is that right?
So I like those short ones. But I never thought that I was even in synagogue. That's all for a drug. That was a little tedious, really. And the other is not tedious enough. But although the introduction out of Hebrew mitzvahs and things like that, which I think is wonderful. If you have a synagogue, you may do some religious things. And not necessarily have an organ and a choir for them. You know, So kids went to temple. They were confirmed.
Okay.
That was it. They were confirmed.
Do you celebrate holidays?
We used to quite a bit.
Like Passover
and all that. We don't do it much now, but much of the time we're in Florida.
Are you?
When the holidays are.
Okay.
You have we a still do. We go to the kids' house. Carol put it on here. Including Carol's mother, who's still living. Rehabbing episode.
Rehabbing?
Yeah, right at the end of our trip. She was off around about 2 weeks ago. But she'll be all right. Sure.
So you did celebrate holidays here. And from what I'm hearing, you have a home in Florida?
Condo.
Yeah. You have a condo in Florida. And you spend a number of months there?
Well, yeah, I spent about 5 months.
5 months.
So we come home once a month for 4 or 5 days.
And you drop in and touch down with your lab.
I'll touch down with her mother. That's about the years.
Sure.
That's with her.
Right.
So we touch down there. And then they send the consultation. They do a lot of consultation work on breast cancer. Pathology of breast cancer. And they'll send them down. My girl up here has been with me for
32 years.
She knows the operation. She doesn't fade away from me.
Problem for everybody.
Yeah, but so she just FedExes it down and I fax the results.
So you can stay down there longer than you would be able to.
Yeah, I play golf a lot. You play golf a lot. What are you going to do in Florida? If you don't play golf, what should you do?
I don't know, Ken.
Look at the ocean. Hello.
How about where have you lived as the Edwin Fisher family? Where have you lived in the city?
Well, there are many places.
No.
No.
Here?
Oh. Well, the kids, we were in Cleveland, my wife and I.
Right.
We had our first, we had Margie at 5780 Fifth Avenue. That's the apartment.
Right.
She was 3 years old when we had Abby. Even while we were looking at this house. Abby was just born. We moved in. So we've lived here, Abby's 40 now, I guess. 40 years.
I see.
In this place.
Aren't they lucky? It's a beautiful home.
So that was the only...
only place where you lived. 5812 Solway.
Solway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 5785th, I remember all those things.
Okay.
But that was it.
Okay. And where does Abby live?
Abby lives on South Lexington.
Your children are both in the picture.
Oh, yeah, she has a little boy this year. He's something special.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what he does.
What did he do?
He's 2.5 years old. He's happy he spends time with him. She taught him the ABC. There's a book out. The ABCs for automobile lovers, young and old.
Oh.
A stands for Alfa Romeo. B's Bugatti. C is Cadillac. He is excellent. F is Ferrari.
They Testarossa. Don't start with any little car.
No, all big timers.
Okay.
And he knows everyone. He comes down and visit us in Florida. We have a big garage. He's been the concierge up. He puts on and other people come and watch it. He puts on a matinee performance. To walk through and pick out every damn car.
He's 2.5.
Chevy Camaro, Corvette, Buick Sabre, Toyota. Well, who makes a Toyota, Joey?
Jack.
Who makes a Chevy? General Motors. What do you know about General Motors? They're crap.
Oh.
So he'll go around and just, then he says to the concierge, do you drive? He's a little kid. He says, oh, yeah. He says, well, where are your wheels now?
Where are your wheels now?
So bring them over. Now, he's selling the car. He even has to sleep on the bed. He has the wheels and the steering. So he sleeps there. He loves it. And, oh, he wants to panic. We got him those two little cars that run on batteries. One's a Porsche Carrera, and the other is a Lamborghini Countach. That's his favorite. He says it's Lamborghini Countach. Now the girl teaches in the day school says he's special because he can focus and he won't be distracted from. When he starts talking about cars, you look out. He knows everything about
how long it takes to
have. Yeah. He says, how many horsepower? Then he has those little cars. He'll stop, they get out, he'll kick the tires, he'll throw up the hood.
He
says, I got a dead battery. I mean, he's just something else. And the thing that impressed me most about it, when he started talking, he talked in sentences.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's not.
He's a very bright little boy.
He's a very, very bright kid. So that's him.
Uh-huh.
But he's too young to tell what's going to happen.
And his name is Joseph?
A gasoline station. Yeah.
Mike. A whole chain.
He was named after my wife's father.
Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph.
And the name of your other grandson, you have Ryan.
Andrew is named after somebody on your father.
They're Baum. Their name is Baum.
Yeah, Al Baum, he's a lawyer.
And Joey's father's name is?
Michael Annalyn.
And he's, oh, okay, so that's right. He's Joey Annalyn.
Joey Annalyn and everything. Andrew Baum and Brian Baum.
Well, I think we've covered your family pretty well, and if we could touch on your career, I think that's a really important aspect. Or do you think we should leave that for next time?
Well, what do you want from the career?
What do you think?
Well, why don't we wait for the career? Why don't we have that as a
wind-up?
I think.
Okay.
You mean,
well, what more do you need on the...
Were we
talking about your athletic
career? Oh, yeah, I was very much into everything. In other words, I was a yo-yo champion. I was a paddleball champion.
Is that right?
You know, you had the rubber on your hitter?
Yeah, sure.
And I played a lot of marbles. I never was a real champion, but I could play pretty good.
Hold your ass.
But I loved basketball. We used to play more than you might ever since I was 6 or 7 years old, tagging along with the older kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you play for Alderdice?
Oh, sure.
Were you on the team?
Captain, yeah.
Were you the captain?
One of my biggest disappointments is that we had a team that played together since we were 13 years old at the YMHA.
Uh-huh.
We won everything down there.
Uh-huh.
We beat all the teams that became Peabody High School.
Uh-huh.
The most Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And we became all of those kids.
I see.
And three of us graduated in middle.
We were
undefeated in first place. We could have gone on into the States, I'm sure.
Everybody
said it could. Mm-hmm. But we, myself and Bob Vandell and Buddy Swiss, we graduated mid-year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in mid-year because Colfax, they gave me a promotion between 3A and 3B. And I came home and told my mother I had a promotion. I said, oh, I need a promotion. I was kidding her, you know, promotion. Yeah, coaches. I really learned basketball, not necessarily from the coaches, but some of the great players that graduated from Alderdice or used to be in Squirrelville,
mm-hmm.
like Babe Bond, who was an All-American from Duquesne, that killed during World War II. He was a naval aviator. He was outstanding. He used to come up and he used to play a lot of basketball up on Alderdice Field,
mm-hmm.
softball up there too.
Mm-hmm.
And Babe Bond, there's another fellow, Burt Goldman,
mm-hmm.
and Burt used to come. coaches a lot. Babe Bond, he coached, and a lot, you know, it was extracurricular, mm-hmm. high school.
Is this like in the summer and it's not in the
Yeah, precisely. And see, all of our school was a haven for us. So kids didn't have the money to go to camp. Only the kids were in Murdoch Farm for camp. But we had our camp at all of us, outstanding. We had kids from St. Paul Minister, Central Catholic, all lived in Squirrel Hill, and they were all the right school. Mm-hmm. So we had a good mix of kids.
Right.
We all got along very well. Uh-huh. And we made lasting friendships.
And had a good time.
A good time, lasting friendships. And we used to play basketball at night, softball, lunchtime. We used to play in the morning, come home for lunch, come back in the afternoon, play, come home for dinner, come back again and play. Mm-hmm. And if it was real hot, we'd go over to the pool, was open, all right, pool.
Is that right? They kept the pool open all the time.
Yes, I'm sure. And then the older people, the adults, they were like my father and grandfather used to get there.
That was terrific.
They
you were
right
very fortunate
work.
To live where
yeah,
you were.
Yeah,
really
it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, basketball, that was it, and baseball, I from softball, and baseball all of us, and baseball pit, played baseball pit. My,
you were on the pit team?
Oh, yeah, I was captain.
Where are you doing?
1 year, yeah. And my greatest claim to fame was that there was a kid that pitched for Bucknell, who mm-hmm. played Bucknell. I got 4 for 5 off of him, and we beat him. Well, he went on to the major leagues. He was really good. His name was Bobby Krieger. He was so good, he pitched a no-hitter for the Chicago White Sox against the Yankees. And I had 4 for 5 off. So I would say that's my
I'd say that was
my high point.
That's a very, what position did you play?
Infield, second base.
Did you? And what did you play, what position in basketball?
I was a guard.
Guard?
Yeah, point guard. You know, the biggest kid on our team was 6'2", 6'2½. I was 5'11½.
That made you hard.
The smallest. We had a pretty big team for those days, because we had little people running around the park.
Have we covered, do you think, the Dr. Fisher's education?
I think so. I don't have my notes.
I think we have.
Oh, yeah, belongs to them. Well, I was going to go to, I played baseball in Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me to go and play in the minor leagues in Canton, Ohio, mm-hmm. Cincinnati Red. But the decision was, if I go there that summer, it would take organic chemistry so I could get into medical school. So I took organic chemistry.
You took the long year.
That was the smart year.
Yeah.
Expression is very part of that.
I think.
And that was that. Then I was elected as a letterman at the station for the University of Pittsburgh for playing baseball. And of course the Pennsylvania Jewish Sports Hall of Fame is up there, a place I've never had one foot in yet.
Where is it?
JCC.
Well, you haven't been up there.
I've never been up there. Wonderful. I wish I'd have had that. We never had that. We had to go down to Y.
And you were the sportsman of the year?
Yeah, well, that was
Western Pennsylvania.
Jewish, yeah, there were a couple of them.
Right.
Inducted. Sports Hall of Fame.
Right.
And let's see what else. That's it.
Well, if we're not going to do your career tonight,
I
think.
Do it.
Tell us about your vacation.
Always in a picture of Germany.
Where, what
kind? We never went alone.
Where did you go?
The big vacation was we would go to Florida over the holidays. We'd go from maybe December 18th to January 2nd.
So the children went back to school.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, we would go, we were little kids, too. Most of the time, we started going to the Diplomat Hotel. It was in Hallandale, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And that sort of ran down a little bit, so we then moved up. We went to the Boca Raton Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we always went.
Went with the children. Did you do any traveling in Europe or any of that sort of thing?
Oh, yes. All right. I went to West Germany 4 times.
Did you?
And we took the kids. twice.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you go on medical things?
Oh, yeah, lectures. But I took both Margie and Abby the first time. We went to Dusseldorf.
Uh-huh.
We took a trip down the Rhine River.
Did you?
And we wound up in Strasbourg, France, went to London, and then we spent a couple of days in London, and then took them home. And then, see, Margie got married, so she got cheated a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But Abby went, next time we went to Munich, we took Abby with us.
Uh-huh.
Went to Denmark, we took Abby with us.
Uh-huh.
Well, they were pretty old by then, but we went to Ireland. I've been all over Europe.
Uh-huh.
And then, not too long ago, 3-4 years ago, my wife took both of the girls. They were married, no kids. Not Abby didn't. She wasn't married. But to Abby and Margie to the Orient.
Oh, really?
We traced some of the things she did with her father.
Uh-huh.
They stayed at the best hotels. They were in Thailand, Taiwan, here, there.
They really, yeah, so your children are well traveled, and you and your wife have had the opportunity.
They know their way around.
Travel.
Yeah. They were paying my way when I'd go on lectureship. So I'd take the kids and pay for them. I would pay for them.
Mostly when you traveled, you went to medical.
It was almost always.
Always for medical.
Europe or Australia or something.
Uh-huh.
Was always,
and you
been all over on that.
You presented papers.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't go unless I'm presenting papers. Unless somebody's paying for it. I don't have to do Germany again. I just wanted to see what it was like. You know.
Okay.
It's still on the machine.
No.
Get any better skin itself.
When you go to these medical things, do people come from all over the world?
No.
Do you go to that?
There was one in Munich.
Uh-huh.
It was a small one. They had people from all over.
Uh-huh.
And one in Düsseldorf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hamburg was from all over too.
But usually, like if you go to Australia, you're talking.
Australia, I was a guest of the government.
I see.
You know,
and you talked to Australians.
Yeah, all Australia. England, all English people, London, Castle, Leeds Castle.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best places was Ireland.
Oh, it's a wonderful place.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
People are so nice.
They are.
In Rome, we went to Rome, we took Abby.
Okay.
She wasn't married, so, you know.
She could pick up a job.
But
she's lucky.
Yeah. So they were. We never went with them.
Well,
unless later, once they got married.
That's right.
Different story.
Right. Well, maybe you'll take the grandchildren.
Well, let them do it.
You've done it.
Yeah, well, Carol, she threatened she's going to take them to Orlando.
Is she?
Well, you know, the little ones.
Okay.
The others are too big. They're a champ. The other, Ryan and Andrew, they're a champ. And Joey, he's a big champ.
Uh-huh.
He's driving the bus.
I'm sure. And checking the tires.
And so they go to a good camp up in Maine.
Uh-huh.
Well, I went up there a couple of years ago visiting.
Uh-huh.
And I was a counselor at a camp in Maine.
You were?
Between we got mustered out of the service, and they gave us 2 months off between that and the part of the senior year,
uh-huh.
I don't know what.
Uh-huh.
So I'd never been to camp.
Uh-huh.
I was in Camp Alderman.
Right.
So I decided to go.
Uh-huh.
There was another fellow friend of mine. We went up there. And it was a very expensive camp.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't compare the one I saw with Andrew.
Is that right?
Oh, unbelievable.
Selected a very good
facility.
Camp.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Camp Schieger. Unbelievable. So they're good.
That's good.
Yeah,
I've read somewhere that an English educator said the best thing that American parents can do for their child is to send them to camp. It's
well,
a great learning experience.
Our kids learned a lot, and they made friends with things.
Uh-huh.
Still communicate with.
Uh-huh.
Ryan, the one who went to Camp Cedar,
uh-huh.
Here's where he went a year ago, 2 years ago. One of his bunkmates, Camp Cedar. Father's very big, big lawyer in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia. And he had to have his son's bar mitzvah in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And he was allowed to bring one friend with him.
and it's Big Brian Bond.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my.
He has the lift on top of the stage.
Did they have a Masada?
Masada.
Did they? He must be a great kid.
Oh,
yeah. Very
unbelievable.
Good. We'll have to interview him
such
someday.
A nice boy.
What do you think? I think we've covered everything up until your career, and it is.